Next up, Spider-Man 2.
This is something else. I need your help. Are you sure this isn't something you can handle yourself? I'm sure.
Miles, this is crazy!
We call it a symbiote. And it chose you.
Get it off of him!
Ready for your annual physical?
I'm the hero here, not you.
I tried doing it in my like cinematic voice.
I like that.
Wait. Spider-Man 2.
Wow.
No, that went wrong.
Aggressive.
Spider-Man 2. Anyway, tell me all about it.
Spider-Man. So I forgot that. So there's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
The video game. And then I forgot there was Spider-Man Miles Morales as a separate game.
Yes.
That was one of the early PS5 mm-hmm. games with like, well, it was a PS4 game, then they upgraded it with ray tracing, blah, blah, blah. Spider-Man 2, you play as Peter Parker
yes.
and Miles Morales, mm-hmm. and you swap between them.
What?
And it's amazing. They started off, it's the same symptom though as Avatar, where it started off with a bad cutscene. And I was really thinking, this doesn't look that good. And then the first mission happens. And unlike Avatar, the first mission is insane. You battle a massive sand guy. You remember that from the films?
Yeah.
And it's just endlessly cool. Like you're swiping around, flying around this guy. The spider webs are there. Miles has got his electric power. Peter Parker's pretty powerful, but I like Miles a bit better in this game. Oh, it's just, what a start.
We've talked about this though, and I think we were saying like, there are some Marvel films that lend themselves to becoming probably better video games than films.
I think the perfect medium for Spider-Man is a video game. And a bit like Harry Potter Legacy, which we've said before. But you can't, watching the film, you don't feel like you're in it. Whereas, and you know, like reading the comics, they're good. But when you're playing the game and you're the one swinging around New York, it's just next level.
I'll be honest, with some of the Marvel games, I actually find them quite difficult. So how easy is this one?
The controls are difficult. I found the combat, you know, like the shooting spiderwebs at people and punching them and jumping up. There's a lot of controls to the fighting. And I was getting a bit, not confused, but I just thought, oh yeah, I've got this special move. It was quite overwhelming to start with. Now, maybe this game assumes that you played the first two in the series, which I have a bit, but it took me such a long time to get that. And then also, the swinging around the city is absolutely incredible, but I'd say like 1% of the time, you get it wrong, and then you end up stuck in a corner doing something, you're thinking, this is not me.
This isn't epic.
This is just, I feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
Now, you can avoid that, obviously, by being better.
It slows it all down.
Exactly that. The worst bit about Spider-Man previously is when you're swinging from the buildings, but there's nothing to swing from, you sort of have to just have a massive pause.
Yeah.
What they've done is they've got a wingsuit now, so you can fly if you're like crossing a bridge, for example, and you're not near anything.
That's good. So you can glide.
Much better.
Yeah.
Much, much better. But anyway, probably one of the best games I've played of the year.
And you can swap between characters. That's new.
Cool. That's cool. And the fast traveling and just all the whole thing is just well designed. The story's good. And also, spoiler alert, but Venom is in it.
What? I'm sold.
There's a bit where you can play as Venom.
Really?
And it's amazing.
He's my favourite. So what would you give it out of 10?
It's a 9.5 out of 10. The only...
Why 9.5?
Because
sometimes... You're so harsh.
The combat is difficult, and also sometimes you get stuck in a corner and you feel not like a superhero. You feel like an idiot.
Oh, fair dues. So how much is it?
60 quid. It's out on PlayStation. No, it's definitely worth it.
Okay.
Like for this is what PS5 games should be. This is worth the money because they've designed something that makes you feel like Spider-Man.